my go-to has always been Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. In it, and you know, when you look at the Amplified version in particular, it actually has an interesting way of phrasing it. It says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. Other versions actually say, submit to him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. And so when I read that, even just from the Amplified right there, I'm like, just the fact that when we rely completely on God, he's going to do everything for us to make sure that whatever's blocking our way from being more like him, he's going to help to remove those from our lives. And the key is, as long as we're walking with him, you know, that's the key right there. Making sure that we're not setting up obstacles in our way to be more like God, because we can do that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, you think about that one, you think about even Romans 6, verses 1 and 2, and then 12 and 13, talking about do we continue in sin, or do we, you know, just so that we can experience more grace from God? Well, no. You know, we're supposed to make sure that we're living righteous lives, because we're supposed to be instruments of righteousness,
yeah,
not living in wickedness. So we don't use grace as a license to sin.
No, no, for sure.
So that's just a couple of passages.